sung it once, and then she said, I'm going to tell you your thoughts every single beat. So in that little side note, you actors out there probably know this, but you know, when you have a beat, it's called a change in thought, so a change in direction. So there's something that changes your thought pattern to progress your story. So as my beats progressed, she would say my thoughts. And and you know, I knew what this aria was about. And he, you know, basically Pagliacci there, Canio, he's thinking about, he's like, I'm just a clown, everyone laughs at me. But then he then starts to change, like, I'm going to strangle Nedda. And I knew that because it's in the text, but my teacher telling me these thoughts, I finished singing it, and I'm like, I cannot believe I allowed those thoughts to enter my mind. It was so vile and disgusting. I'm like, that's the worst of humanity. So like Carl Jung's shadow, like the worst that a human can be capable of doing. And as soon as I finished that masterclass, I went for a walk for about 2 hours. Then I sung it at the concert a couple days later. I'm like, I am not singing this anymore. And so it was probably about a good year of me not singing it till like I actually recovered from that. It's crazy. Sometimes it can get traumatic. It's nuts.
Yeah. Music brings a lot of emotion. I feel like when I'm in the studio with you guys, Luca, Adriel, Mario, or even here when we're off air, there's a lot of just friendly banter going on that connects us through music. And music is such a powerful device that can bring people together, but also I feel like, as Mr. Pepe said, it can leave a little traumatic experience. And it's it's for the artist to decide how they leave that impact on you. And that is what truly makes music such a profound art form. And just going on to our next question, I think we're wrapping up the interview quite shortly, but opera is known for its collaborative nature. You know, you always talking about all these people, you know, and you, obviously you have a great memory remembering everyone's name. I know times where I'll meet like my best friend after 2 years and I'll forget their middle name. So I think that's really cool that you just remember everyone's name that you've met in their journey. But how do you navigate and build connections with fellow performers, conductors, and directors to create like a cohesive and compelling performance? As you say that networking is one of the biggest skills to have as a musician.
So in order to network, you have to build trust with them. Because you know those works, they're really hard. They're not easy. So it's given that you are a very good singer, and it's given that you understand musical concepts and that you know your music. So it circles back to preparation, to what we were talking about before. In order to network, you need those other people to trust you. So they could trust you to execute the artistic vision of that entire, of that production or of future projects. So it's all about preparation. In order to prepare, that means practicing, that means studying, that means listening, dotting your I's, crossing your T's when you're studying your score and listening. I think that answers it. Preparation.
So then just a couple questions more, but do you think it's easier to navigate around the opera scene or the teaching scene with your students and fellow teachers?
Oh man, teaching is way easier. Okay. I got a quick story here. I was doing my practicum at Templeton and at Templeton Secondary in East Vancouver, and my school advisor, Lane, she at the end of the day one day, she gave me three pieces. She's like, Mark, I want you to conduct these pieces in concert band tomorrow. They know one of them. The other two, they don't know. You have to learn these three tonight. I was freaking out. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to learn these three pieces tonight. So I'm on the bus home, freaking out, get home. I go in my room, put down my scores for my concert band pieces. I'm looking at them. And then I look up. And at the time, above my computer, I had my opera scores. And I see La Boheme, Ariadne of Naxos, Albert Herring, Aida. I see all these, like, you know, masterworks. I'm like, okay, these concert band pieces are not hard. Those opera scores those are hard. And so yeah, that's, I gotta say, opera's, it's really hard.
So then, with opera being so difficult, would you say you find yourself in a more rewarding environment as a teacher or as an opera singer?
Yeah, I would say most of the time teaching is rewarding more frequently. Because, you know, there's not that many opera gigs. Like, you know, at the, you know, at VO, we only do about 3 shows a year. And, you know, and then everyone's so busy, there's so much going on that you know, really there's not enough time to stop and really pat someone on the back. You could do that with your friends, right? But you know, there's just not that much time because there's so much happening. It's so complicated, so many moving pieces. But once you get the applause at the Queen Elizabeth, it's like, oh, okay, this was really rewarding. This was worth it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Is there anything, I know you talked a little bit about it briefly in the introduction, but is there anything you want to promote further before ending this interview?
Oh yeah, come see Vancouver Opera's Don Pasquale, Queen Elizabeth Theatre, February 10th, 15th, 17th, and then come check out Carmen. I think we open, I think it's like April 28th or April 30th.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Up next, we have Pacific Coast Highway by Jolie Lottie.
The West, where everyone's young, we'll have nothing to do but get high and ride into the sun. I've been away so long, swallowing coal and dumb, spitting up useless things. So Coast highways, my way home. Where's the bed? The bed I once owned. Filthy and beaten and torn. A part of my seams. I'm ready to fly. I'm one with the world. I'm one.
That was Pacific Coast Highway by Jolie Lade. I think that reminded me of Mazzy Star a little bit.
Well, yeah, that is a good comparison. Yeah. I definitely felt the folk music in that with the guitar. And then I think it would have been a good song to transition from the last one, the Lana Del Rey song. Yeah. I think that correlates with each other. But yeah, man, I think that was a great comparison.
Anyway. I mean, I didn't think about that comparison at the beginning, but, you know, I mean, if I did, I would have came up with it, but yeah. There's something else I was going to say, but I forgot what it was 100%.
You got to remember stuff, man.
I know.
Keep forgetting.
Okay, no, I remember. I was going to say, like, I didn't, like, pay, like, 100% attention to it, but it was at times where, like, it'd start getting like louder and going, you know, more intense, and then it'll like come back down. Especially like towards the end. Towards the end, it was like pretty quiet and like tame, and then around like the middle, I'd say it was sort of a little bit more intense. It wasn't like crazy, but like significantly more than what it was in the beginning.
Yeah. Next song is called "Born Losers" by Autogram. That was "Born Losers" by Autogram. If you like that song, I think you'd enjoy a band called Blossoms. What do you guys think?
I really like that song. I think it reminded me of Tears for Fears, like how they have
a bit. Yeah.
Like "Everyone Wants to Rule the World," a very popular song by them. But that really like late 70s, early 80s, like retro feel that we see a lot of artists go back to now. That like The Weeknd, Dua Lipa. We see more synths being used in modern music and pop. And just something to add, like, I feel like his voice really reminded me of Billy Joel for some reason. And then, I think that was a really nice song.
Yeah.
Now for a quick PSA.
Oh.
try using the other one, Serato A.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
All right, so coming up, this is a Mark Pepe deep cut here. We're listening to Luciano Pavarotti sing Vesti la Giubba from Leon Cavallo's I Pagliacci, the tale of the sad, tragic clown.
Recitar mentre preso dal delirio non so più quel che dico e quel che faccio, eppure dopo sforzati, ma sei tu forse un uomo. Tu sei pagliaccio. Vesti la giubba, la faccia in farina, la gente paga e rider vuole qua, e se arrecchi t'invola Colombina, ridi pagliaccio e ognun applaudirà. Tramuta in lazzi lo sguardo e il pianto, in una smorfia il singhiozzo e il dolor morirì pagliaccio.
That was Vesti la Giubba from Leon Cavallo's Pagliacci, sung by Luciano Pavarotti.
And that song, the only time I listen to opera, I see it in like cinema. So that song really reminded me of The Godfather. When it crescendoed, the one scene it brought me to, spoiler alert, is when he's in Italy and his love interest dies. And I was like, oh yeah, that like, I feel like that's what it resonated with me. I just see like a lot of opera as like background music, even though it's its own story to tell, which like, as you explained, I just never like had that click with me. I just thought it was like, you know, some like, you know, like Aphex Twin where you just put it on in the background. But now that I just listened to like a very nice piece, it felt like I I'm more brought to it, and I guess I'll pay attention to it more now that I see it in movies and stuff.
Also, pizza commercials.
Pizza.
That's where you hear a lot of it, is pizza commercials these days.
Yeah. For the last song, this is called At the Counter by Bastian. This is a Mir classic right here. That was At the Counter by Bastian. Sorry, I'm mistaken. That was not our last song. Adriel, you wanted to say something?
Yeah. We have one part in that song that we thought was really unique, and yeah. Mir would really want to show us.
Yeah, I really like the part where they went like, oh. Like, I thought that was really cool. Like, in the intro, I wish they did it at the end, too, where they went like,
That was good.
Yeah.
That's right. Can you do that one more time?
One more time?
Okay. Yeah, one more.
So that's just what I enjoyed about the song, and I think that I might use this in my own track now because I know how to create the sound. So
last song is called In Real Life by K the Chosen. Thank you. Just in case we get off air after the song is done, this is CGSF 90.1 live from SFU. Make sure you tune in next Wednesday.
I'm Mir.
Adriel.
Luca.
And our special guest is Mr. Pepe.
Mark Pepe. Good to see you.
Got a couple girls act like they don't like me, but in real life they be hugging too. Anytime I rap, I say it is just a hobby. But in real life, I'm just scared that it might be. Got a couple girls that like they don't like me. But in real life, they be hugging too tightly. Anytime I rap, I say it is just a hobby. But in real life, I'm just scared that it might be. What gives me purpose in life? What wakes me up in the morning? What keeps me up at night? Scared that my life will seem boring when I look back. And I try to summarize all the moments that matter as they flash before my eyes. I ain't dying, but I'm dead inside unless I have you. I recognize truth, I'm my best when I'm with you. And that's the scary thing, is my identity attached to us and who we were? And if not, then do I lack a personality and purpose? Is my life really not worth it? Like a window without curtains, but I swear that I am certain I would still love if you weren't here. I would still rap if people didn't cheer. Got a couple girls act like they don't like me, but in real life they be hugging too tightly. Anytime I rap, I say it is just a hobby, but in real life I'm just scared that it might be. Got a couple girls act like they don't like me, but in real life they be hugging too tightly. Anytime I rap, I say it is just a hobby, but in real life I'm just scared that it might be. Do I use this as a way to conquer fears? Be center of attention until confidence appears. Feel like who I wanna be when all of you are near. And then you step away and that person disappears. Do I use this as a way to conquer fears? Be center of attention until confidence appears. Feel like who I wanna be when all of you are near. And then you step away and that person. Be hugging.